Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today, continuing to share with you on the subject of walking in the fear of the Lord. I believe that having the fear of the Lord is essential for Christians today, as God has called us to be a holy people, and you cannot walk in holiness without the fear of the Lord. As you have the fear of the Lord, you'll stand in awe of Him, Psalms 33:8. It is the beginning of knowledge, Proverbs 1:7. It's the beginning of wisdom, Proverbs 9:10, and the instruction of wisdom in Proverbs 15:33. It is clean, Psalms 19:9, something that's pure, holy, and uncontaminated. There's not going to be any compromise when you have the fear of the Lord. You're not going to be walking in the ways of darkness or of sin or after your own ways or the ways of the world. Instead, you'll have separated yourself and you'll put the Word of God first place. The fear of the Lord, Proverbs 8:13, is to hate evil. You will hate the things that are evil, that are immoral, that are wrong, that are wicked, that are unrighteous, things that are not of the Lord. You'll hate pride. You'll hate everything that is not of Him. And God wants you to get that kind of an attitude before you. You know, when you have the fear of the Lord, that's wisdom. And to depart from evil shows that you have understanding in your life. Understanding is acting on that hating of evil and departing from it. And certainly, we need to hate the things that God hates. If you have a hatred for that sin in your life, you will absolutely turn away from it. What's the problem with the world? There's no fear of God before their eyes. We've got to learn to fear the Lord. How does this happen? We're going to be taught the fear of the Lord. And this, how does this happen? Because we get in the Word. We're going to hear the Word of God. As you hear the Word of God, you will learn to fear Him. As your heart is right before Him, you will learn to fear Him, evidenced by the fact that you keep His commandments. Also, as you are a hearer and doer of the Word, you will learn to fear Him. You can't be a hearer only. You've got to be a doer of the Word of God. And, of course, that's what the Lord required of Israel, to fear the Lord, their God. And when they did so, they would walk in His ways and love Him and serve Him in their life. As you're a tither, and we talked about that, as you're a tither, you learn to fear the Lord, Deuteronomy 14. That shows the fact that God's your source and that you are bringing what belongs to Him, the tithe is holy and belongs to Him, unto Him. Also having a heart that is serving God with singleness of heart. Unite your heart to fear His name. It is important that we not be one who is a God or is a man pleaser, but a God pleaser. A man pleaser does whatever is going to be acceptable to other people and whatever is going to make them look good in that man's life. No, you want to be a God pleaser. You're not going to compromise the Word of God. Be a God pleaser, serving God with singleness of heart. Obedience is another principle, and we saw with Abraham, where he was obedient unto God, and he was up there ready to slay his son, and the angel said, "Now I know you fear God." How did he know? Because he obeyed. Learning the fear of the Lord is going to come through obedience. As we obey the Lord, then that shows the fact that we really hate sin, we hate to disobey Him, we know that God's way is right, and we have submitted unto His Word. That shows the fear of God. Certainly, as you have the fear of God before you, you'll walk in His ways, you'll walk by faith, you'll take your thoughts captive, you will turn away from the things of the world, you'll deny yourself and obey Him. We saw that scripture in Exodus 20, verse 20, that God's come to prove us. And He's going to prove us to find out if the fear of God is before us. And when the fear of God is before us, we will not sin. You know, when you have the fear of the Lord, you'll depart from evil in your life. God wants us to have real repentance. You know, real repentance is to quit the sin, turn around from it forever because of the fact that you don't want to have anything to do with it. You hate it. You see, a lot of people, they repent one day, and then they repent the next day, and then they repent the day after that, and they always seem to be repenting, supposedly. If you have real repentance or true repentance, you change your mind based on the Word of God because you have the fear of the Lord, and you will choose to do what God's Word says. You will quit walking in that way of sin. You will turn around Otherwise, don't be one of those who repents every other day because of your problem. Instead, develop the fear of the Lord through the Word in you, and then there'll be true repentance, and you'll walk in the ways of righteousness. Praise and worship, we also talked about, develops the fear of the Lord in you. We worship in the beauty of holiness. We, all those that fear the Lord, praise Him and worship Him and bless Him. Also, we're going to turn away from all areas of evil. In Proverbs 14:2, he that walks in his uprightness fears the Lord. As you walk uprightly in heart, remember God withholds no good thing from those that walk uprightly. If you'll walk uprightly, God's blessing will come. And that shows the fear of the Lord. In Psalms 112, verse 1, blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in His commandments. God wants you to have the fear of God. It's going to be evident because you delight greatly in the commandments of God. If you delight greatly in the commandments of God, it's your life. You're going to hear it. You're going to do it. You're going to think, what does the Word say in this situation? And you are so excited about doing what the Word says, you wouldn't even give place to anything contrary to the Word for a moment. That shows the fear of the Lord. You hate what is evil, and you love the things that are of the Word of God, that are in line with His commandments. Another principle, 2 Corinthians 7:1, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all the filthiness of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. You must understand that the development of the fear of God is something that is going to come little by little as you learn it, as you hear and do the words. You have a heart that's right before Him, and you're obedient, and you praise and worship Him. And here it talks about cleansing ourselves. We must cleanse ourselves of the filthiness of the flesh. The flesh has to be crucified. We are going to crucify, not let the flesh breathe. We're not going to walk in the ways of it. We're going to put off the old man and the deceitful lusts of the flesh. And we're going to walk in the Spirit by the Word of God. So you cleanse yourself from the filthiness of the flesh through confession of sin, repentance, and then putting off the works of the flesh, crucifying it, and walking in the realm of the Spirit. It also talks about cleansing ourselves from all filthiness of the Spirit. What is the filthiness of the Spirit? It's not talking about our spirit that got born again, because that's the Spirit of Jesus Christ, and it is perfect and holy before God. The filthiness of the Spirit are the unclean spirits, demonic spirits, that have come in either from inheritance, from the iniquities of the forefathers visited upon the children of the third and fourth generation. These curses are enforced by these demonic spirits that come in from the inheritance line, or from our own sins. When we sin, we give place to the devil, or from sins against us, where we've been a victim in some way, and destruction has come into us. This filthiness of the Spirit is causing damage in us, in the area of our soul or physically, and God wants us to be set free. So we're going to cast out all these demonic spirits, and we're going to cleanse ourselves of the filthiness of the flesh by crucifying that, and of the filthiness of the Spirit by casting out the spirits, and we're going to perfect holiness in the fear of the Lord. Holiness will be perfected only in the measure that you have the fear of God before you. Another principle that's important in Romans chapter 11, verse 20. He says, well, because of unbelief, they were broken off. Thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. If God spared not the natural branches, take heed, lest He also spare not thee. We've got to walk in the fear of the Lord, not high-minded. If you have the fear of the Lord, you'll be humble. Pride is something that God hates. That shows a lack of the fear of the Lord. Also, if you're walking in the fear of the Lord, you're not going to have doubt and unbelief in you. You're going to be a believer, and you're going to walk by faith in your life. Over in 1 Peter chapter 3, 15, the Bible says, sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. Be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that's in you with meekness and fear. Whenever we answer, we do it with a fear of the Lord and with meekness, a yieldedness unto God, having disciplined ourselves and been yielded to Him, and lowliness of mind, and submitted unto the Word of God. Otherwise, we're just not going to give Him some answer that's contrary to the Word. We're going to give Him an answer with meekness and with the fear of the Lord. Another principle that's important in Proverbs 28:14, happy is the man that feareth always, but he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief. When you have the fear of the Lord, you'll have a tender heart before God. But if you don't have the fear of the Lord, you'll have a hardened heart. Many Christians have allowed a hard heart to come in because of circumstances that have occurred in their life, because of things that they've gone through in their life. Do not harden your heart. Hardening your heart is resisting the Word of God and resisting what God would have you to do. And that shows a lack of submission to the Word of God. That shows a lack of the fear of the Lord. And it says you're going to fall into mischief. God wants you to have a heart that is yielded to Him, a heart that is not hard, but instead one that is tender unto the Lord. God wants that established in your life. Another principle that's important is that when we sin, we need to learn to repent. Remember Pharaoh? He'd called for Moses and Aaron, and he said, "I've sinned this time," in Exodus 9:27. But you know, even though he confessed his sin, he never repented. He didn't have a heart to repent. In fact, down in verse 30, he says, "As for thee and thy servants, I know that you will not yet fear the Lord God." Well, how did he know that? Because he wouldn't change his mind. He wouldn't repent. If you don't repent and change your mind and turn away from those areas of sin, that is evidence that you really don't have the fear of God before you. If you have the fear of God before you, you will absolutely turn away from that sin. You'll get in the Word of God. You will hate that sin, and you will refuse to give place to it because you'll think on what the Word of God says in your life. God wants us to have the fear of God before us. In Leviticus 19:14, it talks about how they wouldn't put a stumbling block before the blind, but instead they'd fear the Lord their God. And in Leviticus 25:17, it says they wouldn't oppress one another because they'd had the fear of God before them. Say, we're not going to put a stumbling block or be oppressive against any person. Instead, we're going to minister love to them. We're going to minister encouragement to them. We're going to minister life to one another. If you don't do that, then you don't have the fear of God before you. God wants you to be established in the fear of God. You'll always walk in love. You'll always minister life one to another. We're going to continue on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.